Mr. Steingart,
Here.
Mr. Steingart's present. Mr. Gunther,
Here.
Mr. Gunther's present. Mr. Siegel,
Here.
Mr. Siegel's present. Ms. Laughlin,
Here.
Ms. Laughlin's present. Mr. Sykes,
Here.
Mr. Sykes is here. Mr. Smith,
Here.
here. And Mr. Perello and Ms. Roygaard absent.
Okay, first order of business is the approval of the minutes from September 14th. A motion, please.
So moved.
Susie, I'll move it.
Paul, I'll second it.
Okay, any discussion? And I'll call a question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any against? Okay. Everybody should have received a new schedule of payments. Two minor additions. So a motion for payments.
Howard, I'll make it.
I'll second it.
That was Ed, correct?
I have call. Cool.
Yes. All right,
I got to
say your name,
I gotta
guys,
have...
when you do it.
Okay, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any questions on the staff activity report? Or we'll have a discussion on the financial reports on the bottom. So then we'll go into the first resolution, which is extending the sales tax abatement period for Amitra Development and Eldred Entertainment LLC and Eldred Hospitality LLC project from November 1st to the 20th through April 30th, 2021.
I'll move
motion.
That. Yeah, I'll move it. Ed.
Second?
I'll second it, Paul.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against?
Yay, Scott.
Okay, it passes. Next one is a discussion to amend the payment in lieu of taxes agreement relating to Adlar Developer LLC. I'd like to make a suggestion. Paul and Joe, I asked them to work on this is the changes based on because of the employer, correct?
Correct.
We have this written request, and then Friday we had a conference call with Genting on the casino, and they will today be making the same request, Ira. So however you handle EPR, if you don't mind adding the casino so we can have one discussion for both. And this was a process that we had discussed some time ago when we received a request for waiver of employment goals on the Yo One project from Varia, and you had appointed two members to gather information, Paul and Joe, and to make a recommendation back to the board.
I'd like to basically just ask Paul and Joe again to whatever projects are coming in because of closures from COVID, that they do the same report and report back to us, and then the board will make a decision. I also want to disclose that I have done work for the management company at the water park and the casino, so I just want to disclose that at this point. We're not making any decisions now. I think that we should follow a process and be consistent on whatever application and then let them come back and basically fill the board in with, and let the board make a decision.
Now, Walter, this got to be well over a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, we had a meeting with the casino people, right, from Kansas City?
Well, we had a meeting with the they're the water park hotel, not the casino. They're the landlord of the casino, but they're not the operating company of the casino. And this request is unrelated to that ongoing process involving their sales tax abatement and our audit of their sales tax abatement. they have now asked us to consider waiving employment goals because the pilot agreement calls for, in effect, penalties if they don't meet their employment goals, and they're precluded from meeting their employment goals because the water park hotel is closed under the governor's executive order, and it's a phase four business. So when they're going to get to reopen is not known by anyone at this point.
Okay, so will we have another meeting to get information before we bring this before this group?
I'll set up a call with whoever Ira appoints, like we did on Varia, and whatever information you and Joe, if that's the committee, want to obtain, I will obtain it from the company and provide it to you and Joe so that you can review it and make a recommendation back to the board.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so my recommendation is to keep the same two board members so you don't have to go through learning the process again on what's information you need. So if you'll serve Paul, I'll make sure that I'll talk to Joe that he'll serve, or not, I'll have to replace him.
Well, the compensation is terrific, so I need it, so let's do it.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Okay, so then we'll go on to the next resolution, authorizing the recapture of unauthorized sales and use tax benefit from BRR Brothers 3 LLC and Sullivan County Fabricators, INC. So motion on this? Did my mic break?
This is Resnick, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to recuse. This is Susie, only because my husband is part of a law firm that does work for them, so I think I have to. I think that's why
I want to disclose that I haven't done business for the manufacturing part, but I have done work for Randy recently, separate for his mask business. I haven't done much work in quite a while for the other Resnick businesses, but I want to just disclose that I have in the past years ago.
Okay. Did somebody make a motion? What this is about is there were sales tax exemptions taken during periods of time when they weren't authorized. Is that what it is, Jen, or did they exceed the amount?
No, they didn't exceed. It was just that they reported exemptions during a month after their sales tax exempt period ended, and they corrected it in one place, but they didn't correct it in another, and that's led to
the reason for the recapture. Right. I don't believe that we have any subjectivity. I think if people take unauthorized sales tax abatements, we're obligated to recapture them. The purpose of the resolution is to do what we're otherwise legally obligated to do. But in the past, we have had resolutions authorizing and directing staff to make the recapture.
I'll move it. This is Paul.
Second, Scott.
Any discussion? I'll call a question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And Susie, you're recusing yourself?
I mean, if I have to, Walter, I will, if that's the right thing to do.
I
have no dealings with the Resnicks personally, but Joe's, you know,
well,
part of a law firm that does.